Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2014. Using stolen identities to file for tax refunds is a type of fraud that harms legitimate taxpayers and threatens the tax administration system. A team led by Jim White, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, recently reviewed IRS's efforts to combat identity theft refund fraud. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Jim to talk about what they found.
How big of a problem is identity theft refund fraud, and how much money is at stake here?
Let me start with what identity theft refund fraud is. This is a situation where a crook files a fraudulent tax return claiming a refund from IRS. And if IRS sends the refund to the crook, it gets deposited in a bank account. Typically, the crook withdraws the money right away and is gone with the money. The problem is significant in size. In filing season 2013, IRS estimates that there was over $29 billion in attempted identity theft-related refund fraud. Of that, about $5.2 billion was successful ID theft refund fraud. So IRS stopped a little over 80% of the attempted fraud, but over $5 billion went out the door.
Why is this happening? Is there something I should be doing differently when I'm filing my own taxes to protect myself?
Part of what's going on here is the crooks are taking advantage of the normal process for filing a tax return. And this process is designed to get refunds to taxpayers quickly. So taxpayers file a tax return. IRS at that point does some computerized checks of the tax return, but they don't complete all of their checks of taxpayers' tax returns until many months after the tax return is filed.
If someone suspects that they're a victim of this type of identity theft, what can they do?
The first thing they should do is look at the IRS website. IRS has on their homepage, at the bottom of their homepage, they've got a link to a number of identity theft pages. And so taxpayers should go there. They've got information there on what to do in different situations. If their identity has been stolen, for example, and they don't know that the crook is using it to commit tax refund fraud, but they're worried about it, there's a phone number to call at IRS to deal with that situation. If they believe they've already been a victim of tax refund fraud, that would be a different situation. But again, there's contact information on the IRS website for dealing with these kinds of cases.
I understand your team made multiple recommendations to IRS as well as a matter for congressional consideration. Could you tell me a little bit more about the recommendations to IRS?
We're making two sets of recommendations to IRS. One set of recommendations is to develop better information for Congress on the benefits and costs of taking some fairly significant actions to deal with this identity theft-based tax refund problem. And those actions might include moving back the start date of the filing season, moving up the due date for information returns such as W-2s. Another step that would be needed is beefing up IRS's information systems. IRS right now does not have the capability to do real-time matching of tax returns to information returns. So we also made a separate set of recommendations to IRS on providing more feedback to third-party financial institutions, especially banks. Those banks and other institutions sometimes submit suspicious-looking refunds to IRS. So the IRS issues the refund. The refund gets deposited at the bank, and the bank notices something suspicious about it. They'll notify IRS.
And finally, for taxpayers, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
First of all, there's a substantial amount of successful identity theft refund fraud that's occurring. Second, in order to deal with this problem, taxpayers may have to be willing to make some adjustments. It may be necessary to move the filing season start back some number of weeks in order to give IRS the tools to prevent this kind of fraud from occurring in the first place.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.